This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Living on the
up in the next segment, we're going to have more of conclusion, part two of my Ask Me Anything interview with the fans and viewers of Reddit there over on the Donald channel. In fact, Buckley, what's the exact URL? It's Donald underscore? The underscore Donald. So that is coming up as the top thing on Reddit in those Ask Me Anythings that day. We did it live last week at night. We're airing it here, and then David Knight comes in live in the fourth hour. But right now, right back to your calls, I want to go to John and Christine and at least Pam in this segment. John in Arkansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello. I've been trying to get
this
quite a while. I've been listening since the shortwave days, way back there. But I'm sure you're aware of this, but I haven't heard the term. It was a term that I learned from Fletcher Prouty, and it's called demographic warfare.
Yes, that's what they're doing. It's a broken coalition strategy, balkanization.
It's what we should call it. That's exactly what they're doing.
Race war management.
Huh?
Race war management, but you're right. Demographic warfare, yes, sir. Tell us what Fletcher Prouty exposed. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, basically, it was so ironic that you know, you had the Tonkin Chinese and the Cochin Chinese, and by the time our government got through shipping them around and messing with them, you had basically the communists ruling South Vietnam and us in there trying to kill the natives, the farmers of South Vietnam. So, I mean, just a perfect globalist coup. They've been laughing about that, enjoying that for years and years and years, and they're doing it here. Basically, if it goes on, it will be the foreigners running the place and hunting down the natives, and that's. But anyway, I lived in Arkansas for years and years. And I think what we're, as Americans, what we're committing is called demographic Arkansas.
Ah, that's coining a new term.
Well, we lived under Arkansas, but it was like, you know, you commit suicide by cutting your head off or shooting yourself six times with a 12 gauge. That's Arkansas, but this is demographic Arkansas. We're doing it to ourselves. We gotta speak up.
Well, don't forget, sometimes people cut their arms and legs off and pour gasoline on themselves.
And we did have one case of that, and I'm sure, you know, there were some bizarre suicides that seemed to go along with these people.
Oh, now the Clintons never hurt anybody, John. They love us.
Well, I don't believe they did, but I'm being real here. They attract zealots. Who do those things. And, of course,
exactly. They don't do that. Their minions do that for a pat on the head or a bone. Do you think they're going to try to kill Trump?
They don't have any choice. I'm not saying the Clintons. I'm saying the higher-ups. I don't see it. If it goes on like it's going, they don't have a choice. They'd rather not do
that. John, call back. You make a great point. Let's go real quick to Pam. No, Pam had been home along. It's Christine in Washington. Christine, go ahead.
She's
listening to the radio. Christine, we're almost out of time. Go ahead. We're out of time. Listen, Pam and Christine, Steve and Scott, we'll put your numbers down, and in an hour or 55 minutes when they ask me anything's over, we will call you back because I know David likes to take calls. So that's all coming up with your specific questions. We should continue this after they ask me anything, because I'm asking you, will they try to kill Donald Trump? Obviously, they're already trying to. The media's hyping it. There's been an assassination attempt. This is getting serious. What will happen if that happens? That's the bigger question. That's coming up after they ask me anything in 55 minutes. Briefly, the Tim Kennedy 50% off special on Super Mail, on Secret 12, and on Brain Force ends today. And the profit we make helps fund this operation that you know is having a big effect. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253 3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back with more of Ask Me Anything from the Reddit event that we had that was so successful last week. This is part of what we're doing to reach out to different internet demographics of folks that are somewhat awake but not really tuned in on a regular basis to the broadcast. This is part of our outreach to go into areas where people are debating political issues and to try to bring them to the info war to give them a different or wider perspective. It's also key to understand with more and more internet censorship happening and the police banning public speakers in Florida that would dare criticize Islam and things like that, it is more important than ever that we all interconnect with each other, that we all stay connected and defend each other's free speech. As Benjamin Franklin said, hang together or hang separate. And it's really important for all InfoWarriors to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and to put in your email or a new email account you create so that we can stay in contact with you and circumvent the censors at Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, and other platforms. It's so essential that everybody sign up for the free daily newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Now back to Ask Me Anything.
Easy Web says, Alex, has Donald Trump asked you to be vice president yet?
No, but Donald Trump did ask me to marry him last night. No, seriously. No, but I do think it's Jeff Sessions. That's the smart money's on Senator Sessions. So there's your serious answer on that question.
So you wouldn't say yes to the VP nod?
I didn't let all you guys go. That wouldn't pay all the bills around here. No, the VP doesn't pay enough.
or have any power, so.
I would, I'm a TSA, I have power. No, no, seriously, he's not doing that. Wouldn't be a good VP choice, so it's hypothetical.
So Bilbo Dabbins 32 says, thanks for joining us today, Mr. Jones. Your concerns as to the New World Order are slightly confusing when you hire former Strat 4 employees such as Molly Maroney to work within your organization. Can you explain why you would allow someone so close to the DOD and the secret government you supposedly seek to take down to work for you in an editorial capacity? Editorial capacity, really?
Whoa. And she's so close to them. Like,
okay.
She is high
level. You know, that was a really sad thing. We try to put a magazine out for free locally. We charge people to buy it in bulk. And this girl was right out of college. And there's only a few places to work when you get an internship. It'd be like this big analyst private group that's here in Austin, Texas, or at UT or a few other places. And we thought it was a plus on her resume. And then she gets here, and all she's doing is taking her articles and pasting them into a format to print a magazine. And people are calling her up going, you're a secret government agent. He's a horrible person. Her dad calls up and goes, should I sue him? He's a big lawyer in town. I said, no, sir, it doesn't matter. They're schizophrenics. You know, please don't. But she quit over it. And don't worry, the magazine's gone. You were successful trolling that one. But this is the craziness. Tim Kennedy has been in 15 years in Black Ops. He's Delta Force. We admit all that, and no one attacks him. But Tim Kennedy's doing reports for us because he's a patriot. He's a guy that's exposed our government funding ISIS. He's a guy that's exposed the attack on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He exposed the military being used out in Oregon against the Bundys. I mean, just because somebody's worked in the government or in a group affiliated with it doesn't mean they're bad if they have a good track record. But as for poor sweet Molly,
she was like an intern.
She was like in a building down the street, like with a few other folks doing the magazine. And we got out of the magazine because it was successful, but bang for your buck. I could put out a YouTube video and have 10 times the views of spending a month on a magazine. It was a test we did. But, man, they just seize on that and they go, you know, oh, my God. Meanwhile, the Stratford emails got hacked by WikiLeaks.
That's true.
And Stratford's like bad-mouthing me. How do we stop Jones? How do we do all the... This is proof he works for them. They put this out to make him look good. It's like we're promoting free speech, Second Amendment, family. You judge the show by what we do. You know, not about... But this is the schizophrenia and a loser culture. Because they want to imagine everything's controlled. They couldn't ever actually get involved and change the world because everything's controlled.
And, you know, here's the
problem. They don't think you put your freaking boots on by yourself.
Here's the best thing is I just refreshed the question, and it says, edit, the presenter, moi, Buckley Hammond, working with Alex Jones, just blatantly ducked this question without even allowing Alex to hear the text of the comment. Because apparently I was reading a different one. But so anyway, we answered.
Oh, you just involved yourself in the evil operation?
Exactly.
Just read it verbatim.
Listen, we put a movie out about Israeli involvement in 9/11, and they all flipped out 10 times worse.
Because you don't talk about it enough all the time.
No, no, you make a movie about it, you're covering it up. You understand how that works? You answer the guy's questions, because this is what this is about. It isn't about saving civilization or society. It's about, at your keyboard, being bigger than Alan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
See, oh, you just, Leanne, don't you wish we got our orders from Stratford?
Well, no, apparently, in order to work here, you have to get CIA clearance. That's the new thing I'm getting trolled on Twitter. Like, really, if that was true, why did I have to just submit all of our information in order to get clearance to go to the DNC?
I guarantee you know this can pass the CIA.
No, it's just like, come on. There's
they're changing the subject. We're patriots exposing the globalists, but the globalists have so turned the public into mentally ill chumps, their job's done. They can't even respond. But we're here like, here's water in the desert. It's like, shut up. He was the such and such. Well, I'll take a selfie. Psh,
you know. The thing that's pretty amazing is that they're putting out this information to prove that we're disinfo agents. Meanwhile, what they're putting out is nothing but disinfo. So are they government sock puppets?
But I agree. Meanwhile, we're taping 2 hours of this to next week air some excerpts. I won't even put this on the air. I'm not a schizophrenic mental patient. It's not this is powerful info. Somebody driving along in Albuquerque on an affiliate or New York or L.A. we're on affiliates. Here's all this schizophrenic crazy crap. Jones, prove you're not working for the CIA. I mean, it's like, what the hell? And the weird part is, they never actually, when we talk about real CIA stuff, they don't respond to that. It's all like hypothetical schizophrenic. Listen, take your medication. You're going to be a lot better.
All right, well, let's try to run through some of these questions.
Yeah, let's get some non-schizophrenic questions here.
Trump is my daddy says, hey, Alex, what is the number one quality that Donald Trump possesses, in your opinion, that will win him the presidency?
That's a good question. It's not giving in to peer pressure. It's having his own political will, his own compass, and realizing the globalist propaganda matrix is a giant facade about to collapse.
Okay. M. Jones, attorney 2813004, says globalism is trashing the middle class of the first world. Doesn't that erode the buying power of the same people who shop at Walmart, use Facebook and Google, and otherwise consume the products of blue chip corporations and tech titans? That seems to cut against the economic motivations for globalism. So what is the real motivation for globalist control? Or is it just an emergent force that is the sum of self-interested actors at the top?
Wow, that person should have a radio show. What they said at the end is true. It is self-interested actors battling with each other, but they agree into a stricture or a structure of how they do the robbing to protect themselves and to organize it so as to the proletariat never waking up and saying no to it. So all revolutionists, Brandis, leftists, and you know, we never discuss the scams that Walmart's running. So there is a global government cosmology, a global government system that's based on these crony capitalist robber barons ruling over people and controlling them and consolidating power. But it's driven by their individual need to dominate and take control, even though as they take control and destroy economies, they're building a technocracy that will be their own downfall. Make sense?
Yep, I understood that.
But screw that. I must work for the CIA. That's all that matters. Forget actually doing anything about anything. Just say, Alex Jones is evil. He works for Puff the Magic Dragon.
All right.
Instead of actually doing anything. Because, see, attacking me is the kickoff. It's the punt. It's the, I can't deal with this. What a chicken on there. I can't deal with this. I'm just going to say that somebody trying to warn me is a bad guy. It's kind of like that. Like, we're losing oxygen in the spacecraft. Shut up, agent. Hold on. Falls over and dies. Let's go to the next point. Oh, we have the chicken video. They're showing it to us. Let us know it's there.
Yeah, is that...
Should we air the chicken video? Listen, this is why this happened. They were asking me, hey, you're working late tonight. You want us to get some food? And I said, yeah, get Lucy's Fried Chicken. No pun intended. They're not paying us to say that. It's a great fried chicken place here in town. And then Pat Riley's like, well, we're going to say that's racist. Because like Bill Clinton's a horrible guy, but he was like Alabama or something and served fried chicken to poor people that had half of them were black. And they said, it's racist. No. If you live in the South, eat fried chicken because it tastes good. Collard greens.
Delicious.
Fried okra. It has nothing to do with black people. In fact, get away, black people. I'm eating it all myself. But in the mental illness paradigm, it becomes we're racist.
Exactly.
Do we have that queued up?
Everything is racist.
Everything is racist when you're part of a team. Let's play the Lego racist fried chicken video. Quote John Goodman, the Big Lebowski. I'm finishing my coffee and my Lucy's fried chicken. I asked for fried chicken, and they go, on TV, all they're racist. I said, my God, we've entered a cult. Bill Clinton came and served fried chicken. Now it's racist.
I said the same thing.
Need a little newsflash. This is Southern cooking. Everybody likes it down here. So I'm going to have me some fried chicken and some watermelon and some collard greens. Look at those collard greens. Look at those collard greens. Mm-mm, good cooking. Infowars.com.
That'll be the new Infowars.com.
That'll be on my name. Jones does racist Randy's fried chicken. God, he works for Stratford.
Here we go. Singular iDoc says, as an Austinite, I have watched you off and on since your days on public access TV in the late 90s. And I've always thought 90% of your conspiracy stuff was BS, but thought it was interesting because if even 10% of it is true, it is pretty scary. How do you feel about the fact that someone like myself, who still feels you're a bit out there, now sees InfoWars as a more legitimate news outlet than most of the MSM?
Well, look, it shows that globalism has progressed. Unfortunately, I was pretty much accurate about what I predicted. I was reading globalist white papers. They told us what their plan was, so it's not hard to be accurate. And I get, as a good person, people out there don't believe this because you see the world through your eyes, so you wouldn't do this. Why would somebody else do it? But I think our own naivete is what is empowering this. And so I would just encourage everybody out there to get involved and research things for yourself and decide whether you want to let the globalists make decisions for you or not.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Zero
0802 says, hey there, Alex. Thank you for coming by to answer our questions. Lately, there's been a big influx of whisperings and rumors about Obama possibly declaring martial law, most likely around election time, in reaction to the riots to be staged by various hate groups. While I personally don't think this is likely, I'm curious on your thoughts about this and how the election itself will play out in general.
Another asked Princess Diana what she thinks.
I just don't think that they're going to try and pull anything like that until they can get us to give up our guns. That is just like what happened in Venezuela. They disarmed the population only 4 years ago. And you see what happened as soon as they were able to tell everyone, oh, it's time for us to use, the only people who should have guns are the police and they'll protect us. And then you see they knew that a collapse was coming and they collapsed their country. And that's what they want to do here with us. That's why after this, every terror attack, that's the first thing they talk about. They won't mention radical Islam. Because I'm sorry, if you're going to be shipping in a bunch of radicals, the last thing I'm going to do is give you my guns. The hell?
Well, that's a good point. What was the question, Buckley?
The question was, and I kind of scrolled back past this, but basically they were asking about whether or not Obama is going to create martial law around the time of the election. And what do you think?
So
what
he can stay the president.
Europe has declared a civil emergency in Germany and France and a few other countries. If you criticize Islamists, they arrest you. So they won't call it martial law. They'll call it a civil emergency. And I thought, you know, he's just a puppet. He's going to go away. They'll put somebody new in. But I think if they are concerned and think Donald Trump's really going to get in, they got their George Soros activated, kill the cops, you know, type groups out there. Not the cops are perfect. The point is we don't want to just randomly go out and kill cops, have a civil war. There is a plan to destabilize the country. And I think it's really seriously being looked at on the drawing board by these delusional elites. So I think that's a great question. I think it's in the cards. I don't think it's going to happen. I hope it isn't going to happen.
It's definitely in
the
cards.
I think it's up to us to speak out and say don't do this.
It's definitely in the cards. That's been the plan.
Sure.
But it's, you know, they can't engage it until they can get our guns.
Exactly.
Exactly. Good point, Leanne.
Nitrogen Sports says, Alex, I think the globalists have even more to gain if Trump becomes president because they can simply crash the economy, stage a few terror attacks, and then use Trump as an example of why nationalism / conservatism isn't practical anymore. This would make it extremely difficult for another nationalist to become president. What are your thoughts on that?
That's one of my biggest concerns, but then I lean back and say, justice be done by the heavens fall. They don't want Trump in, despite the fact they could try that playbook, because they know he'll fight back and expose that they're the ones behind the collapse. So if they were into that scenario, which I can see is plausible, they would be supporting Trump to get in so they could actually play that out. I think they know it's too much of a wild card. They don't control him, whether he's good or bad. They don't control him. That's why they're scared of him. What do you think, Leanne?
Scared of Trump? Well, I do think that they're not going to, it's not like the globalists are just going to shrink away and go, oh, well, we lost. Oh, we tried it. Time's up. It's over. They're not going to go away. So that's, I mean, we have to stay vigilant.
Absolutely. So Trash Cat TM says, do you think once Trump is elected that the globalists will fund a civil war to break out between La Raza trying to make America Mexico again and the real Americans once Trump starts cracking down on deporting illegal immigrants? That's
sure. I mean, I don't want to just say La Raza and all that's the key to the globalist takeover, but they fund all forms of division around the world with sociology and then play on that in times of crisis. So, yes, the globalists can just move offshore for a while while they break the country down, bring in civil war, and try to get control out of that. It's a real threat.
Let's see another question. Chromatic DRA says, let's be honest, you and your reporters endanger your lives to give us this information. You're considered a leader and inspiration to many of us. If you or your reporters become illegally detained or make the ultimate sacrifice, what should we know or do to carry on the fight?
You got a bunch of intimidators out there that just try to scream and yell, we're going to kill you, and the feminists tell, oh, we love you, Islam, put bags on our heads, oh, sexually mutilators, we love you, oh, Alex is bad, oh, my God, Trump's horrible. But to be totally serious, there is an attack on the press, not just us, but all over the world. And when you promote InfoWars, when you promote Leanne's videos, when you promote Matt Drudge links, you promote WorldNet Daily, whatever the case is, you're countering that. You are the resistance. You're the real power. We're just watching on the wall pointing out stuff at a higher position, I guess, that's going on and giving you intel. But you're at other positions above and below as well, giving us intel. So we're all just the same symbiotically as a species resisting this attempt to take over. Leanne?
No, I agree. People just need to put as much information. That's why they want to take over the internet and be able to control it and corral you into certain areas.
That's right. They're pushing internet taxes, internet IDs. All of this is anathema.
They want to control you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Again, this is part of a live Reddit Ask Me Anything event we held last Tuesday night. We're going to air some more excerpts of it on the other side of this break, and then we've got one of our great news anchors coming in to break down the latest news and developments after that. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar.
Strom Hart says, Alex, help. I work in education, and honestly, I'm fearful of my future career because I align myself with truth and I'm not afraid to speak my mind to my students. What step should I take to try and undo the harm done to easily manipulated children so that they can get a proper education without a regressive indoctrination, all while not having my head on a spike?
Well, you're there with your particular federal UN UNESCO curriculum, but I would just get the children, you know, in times you have space to, like, poems about free will, ideas about free will, explain to them that what you're getting is a particular state-run view, and they should talk to their parents about how to interpret all this. I would ask to meet with the parents' children, just as a study hall, and then bring up, are you concerned about the curriculum? And ally yourself with the parents, then you'll have real support. And I think you'll find even higher up above you in education, people are scared and concerned. And so it's that act of resistance. I think you have to be ready to put your head on the spike to free humanity, but do it in a wise, smart way. So just probe things, and I think you have the answers innately.
That's a good point. Here's a question by MLG. It's a little long, but let's push through it. Thank you for doing this AMA and the work you do to give alternative narrative in the news. I've been a reader of your website and reports for quite some time. Until several years ago when I came across your report on Ashton Ludenby. I was in an interesting position as a secondhand witness to the crimes he committed and later pled guilty to. So when I read your report, I was surprised at how wrong the report was compared to what really happened, that it caused me to question your priorities of what appears to be choosing sensationalism over journalistic integrity and independent research, as you took the suspect's mother's word at faith and later stated was a mistake. The source of your information was biased and misguided, but you did not vet the source before reporting the information as fact. So my question for you, with all due respect, is how have you improved as a journalist since then, and how can I have faith in your reporting on other stories, knowing about what appeared to me as the sensationalist reporting in the past? Thank you again for your time.
Well, I don't think you should have faith in my reporting. I never told you to have faith. I told you to think for yourself. I don't know who these names are. Humpty Dumpty, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, purple unicorns.
A long time ago.
You know, that eat glitter in the morning for breakfast with their Cheerios. I have a bunch of different reporters and writers and researchers, and a lot of what we do is just see some story and we put a link to it. So to sit there and say, what about Luden's cough drops or whatever it is? What did you do? Why'd you quote their mother? I mean, you know, it's news. I mean, if I say there was a plane crash an hour after it happened and then a day later new info comes out, well, what does that mean? In general, we tell the truth. We don't try to deceive. In general, we have a bias to tell the truth and promote liberty. And can you pick all sorts of examples of stuff we get wrong or articles we link to that get corrected later? Abso-frickin-lutely. But we're not here trying to lie to people. As for whatever weird cockamamie story you brought up, that's like Chinese, you know, dragon talk to me. I have no idea what you were even talking about. I mean, some of them is like, well, you didn't answer the charges to this. Are you a government agent? I'm like, oh, no. I do want freedom, though. Though I did turn down all their offers. I mean, you know, because they're a bunch of scumbags and stab you in the back. I mean, I just don't get it. The compendium of what we do and what we stand for is clear. And people have to, I mean, no one has reporters here that have as much freedom as our people do. We hire folks that we think love freedom and want to tell the truth. And I may disagree with some stuff they do sometime. They disagree with me. This is real freedom. I believe in humanity. And folks that have never been part of that, I get why you can't believe there's anybody out there that's independent and doing something real. But I'm going to tell you, folks, this is it. I'm real all the way, 110%. And so that's what it comes down to. But just the subject always being changed to me. I got like 40-something employees, 10 or 15 contractors. I reach a lot of people, but I don't really run anything. And no one wants to talk about how we've been signed on to trillions in derivatives, or how we've been signed on to trillions in debt, or how we're launching new wars or starting war with Russia. It's just all about the Luden people. You did something and the woman mother met them and you didn't do a better job of what you happened for and to the other. And I speak to the schizophrenics out there because I care about you. You know, I understand it's a crazy world and you're paranoid and stuff, but we're not the focus of it. We didn't do it. I didn't hurt the Easter Bunny. Yeah.
Well, I think, too, this happened, I guess, 2009. So it's a USA Patriot Act being used against a 16-year-old. And so, obviously, this was something that we were really probably one of the only people who were reporting.
Well, you
concerned
shouldn't
about
use
the USA
the
Patriot
Act. They claim it was for terrorism.
Right. And so if you're pointing out to the story and you want to report on it, and, you know, there they say that later maybe you got some new information. And but
they
like,
pull up
if
some
something happens, you got to report on it.
Ago? I mean,
where do you go to? And listen, would you have like two people working for you then?
They said five. They said Homeland Security was for terrorism and they're using it for marijuana cases. So I stand by what I said.
Okay. So EKKJ says, do you think a new assault weapons ban would actually happen? I love my guns, and I'm concerned that the sissies might break us down this time.
Well, when they have jihadis in their 10 targets, and they're going to say conservatives and gunners, yeah, they're coming for our guns. Same business. They've got a UN treaty worldwide where they've taken the guns everywhere except here. Are they going to let us have guns?
They're going to try not to.
They're coming for the guns, but... Never mind the Luden story. I did bad on it 7 years ago.
So, Mammer the Mario says, hi, Alex. What is your daily schedule like? And also, do you think Roger Stone will have a position in the... Roger already answered that. He said, no, he's not going to have a position. He's too much of a libertine. He doesn't want to be in the Trump White House.
Yeah.
So, Mammer the Mario says, hi, Alex. What is your daily schedule like?
Insane.
Not really. I sit here with Leanne this... I'm pretty tired right now. Leanne's over here in her green outfit.
That's why you're normally in bed by now.
Buckley's wearing a stunning cream-colored jacket if you're a radio listener.
Thank you.
I get up about 6:30, get in the shower, go out, wake my kids up, make breakfast, either have the nanny send them to school or I take them to school. Then I take a quick jog, lift weights about 30, 45 minutes, do about an hour of research, drive into the office, do the show, do more research, shoot a few videos, do some management stuff, mainly try to decide how to get money to fund the operation, look at everything. I don't want to do that, but that's why I got to fuel the operation, deal with whatever fires are going on, and then I go home, hang out with the children, go for a hike with them on the Greenbelt, after dinner, watch maybe a TV show, play a board game, go to bed. It's not that exciting. I mainly walk into a star chamber and go, give me your orders, New World Order. You know, the answer is expose everything we're doing. Oh, yes, I'll do that.
First, you wake up every day and get all of your instructions from the Jews and the CIA, and then you go about your day.
It'd be kind of cool if the Jews would come in here and run everything for me.
I think that, I mean, the
end. They have the ADL attacking me constantly, but whatever.
So, Odoxel has a question. It says, where, in your opinion, did the overarching globalist conspiracy begin? With the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Charles Darwin, and Francis Galton? In your movie Endgame, it seems like it begins with the eugenics movement. What was the true genesis of the plan?
Well, you had a British Empire kind of run by the Rothschilds by that time, and they didn't have a way to scientifically manage populations. They were smart. So they invested in hundreds of different groups in the United Kingdom, but also, well, then it was England, and also in Europe and France and other areas, to create scientific tools of control. And they wrote books on it. They launched modern psychology, all of it. And it's just been all about turning us into jellyfish ever since.
Mm-hmm. Octopus Brian says, how will people survive the increasing rates of automation? Will new jobs be formed? Will we see the rise of socialism through welfare, such as universal basic income, corporate dystopia with the middle class fusing with the lower class?
Well, that's a good question. We've always pointed out they want us on welfare to control us. And now we have the precariat that the Bilderbergs announcing and saying, we're going to give you a subsistence-level money to control you, but we're going to socially tell you, take the vaccines, get sterilized, live the life we say, follow the religion we say, have the speech we say, don't cause trouble on the Internet, and don't have kids. Then you die, and now they've social engineered who has children, and this is 21st century warfare, how you conquer humanity. And this is the essence of my mission, to expose what we're now witnessing. It's like, Alex, did you hear? They're going to use welfare to control us. Oh, wow. I never talked about that before. I was too busy working for the CIA that's trying to destroy me in the media.
Yeah, watch the Hunger Games. That's their dream future.
So Max Price says, hi, Alex. Love the channel from the UK. I was wondering, if the Brexit doesn't happen, is that the death of Britain?
It's close to it. Look. Scotland was going to leave. It should have left. It has the whole North Sea area. It's being screwed over. It's paying way past its fair share, but they scared all the old pensioners. They trained folks not to have kids. So all these old Scots, Scots are dead. Scots are gone. Unless they're living through McAdoo over here. But in Scotland, they're dead. And great people. and they just capitulated through mass mind control and didn't go with the polls, and I think probably did vote to stay in. They're trying now with England and with Ireland and Scotland in general, and they're saying, we'll leave you, we'll shut you off financially if you try to leave. The EU bureaucracy makes almost all the laws. The parliament is ceremonial, they admit that. And if the UK doesn't leave this, they've been conquered. What military force couldn't do, they has been done economically. Because an invisible enemy that's more coded is hard to counter. But England, if the Brexit, the British exit fails, that is a big failure for humanity. But I would imagine it's a fraud because it amounts to the ignoring of so many big polls that show more than 10% ahead for an exit out of the dictatorial EU.
Virtual Gorilla says, hi, Alex. I love what you and InfoWars do. Can we see the Barrett 50 cal? Joke.
Okay, well, it's locked up in the safe right now, actually, both of them.
What are your thoughts on Obama's speech today and specifically what he said about the use of the words radical Islam?
I saw the clip earlier. He came out and made a joke about it. Well, what does it do to say radical Islam? You admit that Islam itself is radical and has been taken over by radicals and is absolutely antithetical to everything you claim you push. So don't sit there and lecture American men how we're sexist homophobes. We're not doing anything but submitting to you while you hang out at madrasas and give speeches all over the world, bad-mouthing the West and promoting Islam. What you promote is an authoritarian cult. And so I think it shows his weakness that someone like Donald Trump would actually call him out on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, too, I'd like to point out how, you know, for instance, if a right-wing Christian whatever shoots up an abortion clinic, it's always like religious, you know, fanatic, religious extremist.
Right-wing Christian kills.
But this and ISIS and all that, he refuses to say it because it's a perversion of Islam. It has nothing to do with religion.
Had slaves. Islam had made biscuits and gravy. And
when they say they're doing it for Allah, like, hello, it's just, what a joke.
That's because Muhammad craps directly in Obama's mouth every day.
Oh, there you go. Mexicutioner says, Alex, do you really think that the fight against the world elite is a winnable battle? Do you ever get tired or feel discouraged when it seems that there are 100,000 of them for every one of us?
Yes, I get discouraged sometimes, but overall, 3% won the Revolutionary War against the British tyrants. We're like 30, 40% of our race, color, and creed. And we have Buckley Hammond and Leanne, the absolute Wonder Woman, over there to defeat the enemy. What do you think, Leanne?
I get discouraged a lot, and I do, but then I'm finally getting to that point. You've said this to me for almost 3 years now, but I'm finally getting to the point where I'm able to channel that into, like, anger and wanting to do something about it rather than letting it, like, defeat me and feel like, you know, we're losing. Because it's just so funny to see how we can talk about something and then the next day it shifts the whole narrative, or we shut down what the mainstream media is trying to put out there.
And we're just tuning into the narrative of reality and common sense that people are already thinking, and we're just a focal point to magnify that, but you see the effect we're having. It's important.
It's pretty awesome.
I think we're turning the tide overall. Buckley, what do you think?
Well, here's a comment from Trentesis12A that says, I just have to say I only recently decided to listen to your show. Quite a surprise to find out you're not the crazy kook many try to portray you as. Just speaking the truth, keep it up. Thank you, Trentus. We appreciate that. Vinus Magnus says, thank you for doing this AMA, Alex. What are your plans for the Republican and Democratic National Conventions this summer? Will there be an InfoWars presence? Also, I heard earlier this week that the GOPE cucks are still looking into their options vis-a-vis stopping Trump becoming the nominee. Have you heard about this? Is it possible, even though he already has more than 300 delegates, than he needs to win? We're breaking the conditioning.
Yes, the Republicans are so arrogant that they're openly saying they may still try to steal the nomination, which just shows their delusion. But Hillary did it with Bernie, even though he really won, so that's kind of an example. We're going to have reporters, myself included, at the RNC and the DNC this year in July, so get ready for that.
Jimmy Darko says, Mr. Jones, what can a European as myself do to fight against social justice warrior culture? Our social justice warriors aren't as outspoken and upfront as the American ones, but that makes them all the more dangerous.
Well, Europeans, you know, have been through a bunch of big wars, so they want to just get along with folks and be nice. And I just think it's important to realize that European culture is European culture, and it's under attack by the elites because it's threatening to their command and control system. So any type of culture you can promote this individual, I don't care what culture it is worldwide, doesn't feed into the corporate narrative. That's why it's important to promote it. So I just think being yourself is the key and not feeling impelled to follow the directives given to us by the mainstream media. It's that simple. Be your own man.
Diana June Man Waring says, do you believe that Hillary will ever be held accountable for all she has done? Will it take a Trump presidency to give her the justice that is due? And I'm adding this, or will Obama pardon her unconditionally?
That's why I think he finally backed her.
That's where it's going, yeah. No, they're failing forward. She's in so much trouble, she's got to get full power just to protect herself.
Right.
And look, if Hillary gets elected, this broadcast is going to get a lot bigger. But I don't want to just have her elected so we can preside over the funeral pyre of the United States and the world. She's very dangerous. I have concerns about Trump, too, but with Hillary, it's like 50 times worse. I mean, we know this is an evil, evil entity. We know what we're doing. Trump's an unknown country. Hillary is known.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the establishment has been screwing us over. Hey, Trump's, that's why we're supporting him, though we're doing it very carefully and very watchfully. With Hillary, I just cringe at what she'll do once she's in full power.
Is right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Mike and Bill says, hi, Alex. I was just wondering if you could give us some info on what it was like working with Richard Linklater. I really liked your role in Waking Life.
Rick Linklater called me like in 1999. He said, I'm making this movie called Waking Life. I'd like you to be a part of it. And then he just set it up and rotoscoped. Let me drive around for 10 minutes, shot it. They used one cut, put it in the movie. And I hung out with him, you know, many times in his house playing baseball and basketball. He's got a big place out in Bastrop, like 20 minutes behind me. And we're told that we are the single most active sub on all of Reddit at the moment. Well, that's exciting.
Isn't he? I think Trump's even having a speech tonight, isn't he? Or was that another night?
No, he's having a speech tonight.
Yeah, really? So to even be, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Look at how handsome Trump is. The giant pumpkin head.
Michael.
He likes fun of himself, so we can do it. But sir, I'm a pumpkin head, too. We can't measure our heads. Who has a bigger pumpkin head, me or Trump? Who's uglier, me or Trump? Who cares? But getting serious, Linklater is a classical liberal, but he's so henpecked and intimidated by other fake liberals that basically I haven't talked to Linklater in like 5 years. And he's a big listener. He's a big supporter of the show. He's a guy that exposed 9/11 truth. He's a guy that got a lot of big Hollywood actors introduced him when I was doing, made a lot of great connections for me. So I think Linklater's a class act, a great guy. And I've been in two of his films. I've consulted on some other films. But when I came out against Machete, that was White House funded to create racial division, that's when they basically cut all ties with me, which is wonderful because I've been offered all these big Hollywood films in Hollywood. I've been offered like major supporting roles in big movies that came out. I've been offered like $1 million for a role. That sounds like a lot, folks. It's not when you're at this level. It's had to fund this whole operation. I've been paid $800,000 in a year once for just a voiceover I did. But most people would like bend over backwards being Hollywood. I actually, one of the finest things that I see is something I own is the fact that I don't even respond to emails about big movies now. I just piss on them. And like I'm serious. One of my finest enjoyments is all these roles I've just turned down, and they've almost stopped doing it. And the roles got bigger and bigger. And I just said, you know what? I don't want your Hollywood roles. Not from Linklater, but I mean, pissing on Hollywood is a luxury. I got to be honest with you.
So, okay, Kyle says, who are some celebrities that you know are awake but won't go public? You mentioned Dave Grohl once. Is he a secret info warrior?
Basically most people in Hollywood are libertarians. They don't want to be conservative. They don't want to be liberal. They just, it's like we saw one of the biggest, you know, stars of 80s cinema, Kurt Russell, come out and say, I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm 1776, I'm Americana. I know he's a listener. I know that, so many other big top stars are listeners, obviously, at InfoWars, because we're one of the only alternative ideas out there, not that we're even that good. It's just everybody else is following this cookie cutter situation. Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt was a listener like 10 years ago. Just you name it. I mean, I've been at these parties with a lot of these people, and they're all just scared to death. That's why it's so good to see a Kurt Russell or somebody else come out and say, you know, I'm against the New World Order. I'm against what's happening, because they realize they're challenging that whole Hollywood mafia. I mean, I've had Sumner Redstone call up. Now he's basically seen all and gone, and threaten people that have come on my show. I talked to Mark Cuban in a conference call, and he said, yeah, I was going to put this movie on 1,000 screens. I'm getting White House threats of prison. And then you're like, okay, well, you're ducking out of the project. A year later, to the New York Times, he publishes the emails where the Bush administration says, if you expose 9/11 with Alex Jones, we're going to put you in prison. So, I mean, I've experienced this.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.